The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
There's a part in this Drake song right here where he talks about a baccarat plate.
All the dogs eating off a baccarat plate.
I didn't know what a baccarat plate was, and I was singing it really loud. I had to ask DJ Automatic about it. Good morning. It's Wednesday, halfway to the weekend. We're the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
And it just reminded me of all the times that someone is talking about something in a conversation from the time I was little to even right now that I had no idea the discussion was about, really, but I just kept going with the flow.
A whole lot has nodded going on. Oh, yeah, for real.
So baccarat plate is a really high-end crystal. It was made in the 19th century. One dinner plate is like $1,150.
You think it was a barbecue plate or what?
You know what? I use paper plates in my house. We don't have any baccarat. But that reminded me of that.
Well, it reminds me of the game, too, though. I mean, it's also a game you can gamble on.
It reminded me of all the times I was having conversations and I didn't know what someone was talking about.
Oh.
Otto and I were invited to go to Lowe's one morning, and I remember thinking, why are we going to Lowe's hardware store? Lowe's is a high-end lounge in big cities.
It's not even that. It's actually a hotel.
I don't know. We just went there and had coffee, and I mentioned it to the person we were meeting with.
That's funny.
And he just said, just a small town girl, in front of everybody. And I was like, don't say that in front of these kind of people.
That's pretty embarrassing. I, one time in high school, this is going to have to beep this part out. For the longest time, I didn't know what meant.
I thought it just meant
to use the bathroom.
Oh.
So I was literally at football practice telling my coach, hey, yo, coach, I got to go.
No.
He was like, what? And I was like, yeah, I got to get out of here, coach. Let me go. And the trainers are right next to us and everything. And everyone just has that stupid look on their face like Otto does now.
I'm so grossed out. Yeah,
you're like,
to your whole team. They're like, what? He's going to go work one out in the restroom?
I was like, what do you mean, guys? I got to use the bathroom. Why are you guys being weird to me?
You said Otto with a stupid face. Everybody's looking at you like, you stupid.
Stupid.
Another one was pho. I didn't know what pho was.
Oh, no.
And I pronounced it pho for the longest time.
I did that one, too.
Doesn't count. That's American.
I mean, people say gyro all the time, so don't feel
bad. Yeah.
Remember when you said gyro?
On ESPN. National. Yeah, I said gyro. So, yeah. It's okay to go with the flow, but then Google it. Because, you know, when I was little, I didn't know what a lazy Susan was. I figured it out. Now, we don't have to do that. All you got to do is type it in, Google, figure it out.
There you go. It took you a lifetime to figure that out, but you're good. You're back.
National Day, Anthony.
All right, let's go and start with World Tofu Day. Nobody knows what that is.
My mom used to make tofu. It was so gross.
Automatically, it doesn't have a taste. It takes on the flavor of whatever you cook
it with. She would just like put it on a pan and fry it.
And we got National Bagel Fest Day, which I love a good bagel now.
Love me a bagel.
We also got National Aunt and Uncle's Day. So shout out to all the aunties and uncles around the globe.
Shout out my dos tios. My Uncle Frankie helped raise me. And my aunt, she just passed. She was a really influential person in my life. She had the lazy Susan. I didn't know what it was.
I think I have 28 aunts and uncles.
I can't keep up with that. I don't know.
All right. Hey, we'll wrap it up on coffee milkshake day.
People are just making milkshakes out of anything. Really?
I just had a coffee churro milkshake.
I just gained 5 pounds when you said that.
I can tell you, that thing was amazing.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I've been a fan of true crime stories forever. I've been watching Dateline and 2020 and all that. And fascinated with stories about like Richard Ramirez, the Night Stalker. Remember I made you watch that on Netflix,
DJ Automatic?
And we talk about Ted Bundy and all that. Recently, a serial killer was arrested. Today, like right now, this is happening. The man's name is Rex Howerman. He's 59 years old. He's a well-known rich Manhattan architect. He is now being linked to over a dozen murders. Some of his neighbors said they always thought he was odd. And this man actually built a soundproof basement-like vault in his backyard with 3 foot thick concrete walls and a 4 foot thick ceiling so that whoever he took inside could scream as loudly as they wanted to and no one would be able to hear them. Now, recently, police have been spotted along with cadaver dogs outside of this man.
They're digging up his entire backyard.
A cadaver dog? Is that like a tool or is that
cadaver dog? A cadaver is a a deceased body, a corpse.
They can smell the dead bodies. Yeah.
Oh, and the dogs can smell the dead body. Okay.
Yeah, right. And they're finding all kinds of different things. You know what's scariest about this? Well, of course, the murders and the women who trusted him that he was meeting on dating apps. He was hiring escorts and then taking them out, tricking into going to his home. His wife was there the entire time. She was present while these suspected murders were taking place. But because of the soundproof room and, I mean, his ability to trick these women into going in there, no one ever heard them scream.
Damn. I still can't get women back to my apartment. This guy is...
He's like, and you never will after this story.
No, yeah.
I'm so sorry to tell
you. Well, actually, you probably could. This sounds like the storyline for that show, You. I don't know if you've heard about that on a Netflix, though, but it sounds like that dude Joe, bro. A lot of chicks are into that dude, so...
So that's a show, right, Anthony, that you're talking about?
Yes, on Netflix.
And we just talk about just dating in general, whether it was back in the day, obviously we can talk about Ted Bundy, or even today, with women being lured, and especially if he's a good-looking guy, like this man Rex, he's got some money, he's got some nice cars. Certainly he can't be a serial killer. I mean, look at Ted Bundy, he's a good-looking dude, went to law school.
Yeah, these women just trust that he's a good person.
This woman here, her name is Nikki Brass, she's a hair and makeup artist. She went on a date with him in 2015. Here she is on CNN.
He seemed perfectly normal at first. He seemed like your typical guy who was bored with his life and wanted some kind of excitement. It didn't get weird until he asked me if I was a true crime fan. And I am. I'm a serial killer buff. It was when he said, well, do you know about the Gilgo Beach murders? When he brought it up, his whole demeanor changed. He sat up straighter, you know, he had like a smirk on his face. He seemed almost like too excited.
There's also another woman, she's a sex worker that he hired, who's speaking out. Her description of this man is almost exactly like the hairdresser you just heard from. Listen.
He told me he was an architect. I knew he worked in Manhattan. And then he got to where he asked me if I like true crime. He said, how do you think he gets rid of the bodies without being seen? And I said, I don't know. I've never been to Gilbert Beach. And he was like, well, you know, it's really dark and desolate.
And once again, he invited her to his house. And she's like, well, why would I want to go somewhere dark and desolate? It's the only reason these two ladies are even alive, because they didn't go back to his house. Now, how he was caught, allegedly, he's a suspect. Remember, he's not been found guilty yet, is because there were some murders in Las Vegas that left evidence that led to him, which then in turn led to all of the other 10 murders that are being investigated. More to come.
So some murders that happened in Las Vegas, Nevada are the reason they found it.
To this man.
So this guy was traveling around the country then.
Yes, sir. He's an architect, and he is a well-to-do architect from Manhattan. So he's designing big businesses all over the country.
Damn. So I guess what happens in Vegas doesn't always stay.
Thank goodness, no. And his wife has already filed for divorce. It's terrible. Finding out your husband is a serial killer.
This is going to be an interesting case, because this man is not rich. He's wealthy. So his defense is going to be, he's going to have some really good lawyers.
He didn't even say anything to the cops when they took him in. He said, okay. He's being held right now, though, with no bail. We will follow this story as it develops.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
What professions cheat the most? There's a brand new study released this year from the National Institutes of Health. I'm going to share what they found right now. These are three stories you need to know in case you missed it. DJ Automatic, you first.
Elon Musk is messing up. He should have checked the trademark library before rebranding Twitter as X. Turns out Microsoft and Bill Gates actually own the intellectual property.
You're kidding.
Yeah, they didn't check into it. So the whole rebrand of Twitter is going to be thrown out the window.
So people who don't have Twitter, because there's a lot of people that don't use Twitter. It used to have a bird. That's what it was, a tweet, right? It had a little bird. And then Elon Musk threw up this big X, and it kind of looked like X-Men. I don't know. I was like, whatever.
There's a little Tesla-ish, if you may.
Well,
it's a little odd. Yeah.
For some reason, Musk is obsessed with the letter X. So his first big business was called X.com, and he sold that to PayPal to make his first billion. Then he has the Tesla X. He has SpaceX.
And his
holding company for Twitter is actually called X Holdings.
Well, X did not mark the spot, because he didn't own this one. He's just, you know what? Let me break this down. Twitter got weird when Musk bought it. And so now he owns the club that nobody wants to go to. And he changed the name, and it's still the same club. It's still the same vibe. A lot of people are joining Threads, which is an extension of Instagram, and it's kind of like old Twitter. It's a new club.
A lot of us are just turning our phones off.
Yeah. But I will say this. Twitter is still more exciting than Threads. Threads is kind of boring.
I haven't been on Twitter in over a month.
Okay.
I just go check like real quick.
You guys sound like some social media nerds. That's just
for real. I mean, yeah.
I kind of am.
I don't love sports, and Twitter, there's a lot of good sports activity. Oh, that's God. What it is. Anthony, what'd you find?
Well, Americans are losing confidence in science. In case you missed it, a general social survey surveyed a group of American adults and found out that 39% of them believe and have confidence in science, which is down from 2018 when it was at 48%.
Only 39%, but that's because of all the BS that you get on Twitter.
I'm
serious.
All the anti-vax stuff.
All the validation of your warped opinion versus facts.
Scary. And, you know, some of us are just stupid.
Social media has become the dumbing down of America by choice. All right, so in case you missed it, the most cheating job, according to the National Institutes of Health, are nurses. Nurses is number one.
That's not shocking to me at all.
Well, it's just not nurses. It's healthcare staff. It's doctors. It's nurses.
It's nurses, all of that.
Yeah.
Also, coming in second, business people who travel. And then you have athletes third, followed by musicians, models, actors, and photographers. Does healthcare workers surprise you a little?
No, not at all, dude. I've dated a couple. A lot of them are serial monogamous, and then a lot of them have access to, like, you know, all the STD cures.
You said serial monogamous. That's a good thing, right?
No, hell no, dude. It's not a good thing. When you're just constantly going from one relationship to the other, dude, a traveling nurse will pull up for 6 months, court you, take you out, and then all of a sudden just vanish and disappear for the next city.
That sounds personal.
How many times has this happened to you?
A lot, dude. Traveling nurses.
Yeah, you sound so bitter.
Traveling nurses are out there. They're living their own life, so shout out to them doing what they do.
She broke your little heart, didn't she?
But she helped fix it, though, because she's a nurse.
All right, do you believe this study, and were you cool with your person working in healthcare then? If this is the status quo,
that's wild.
I'd be a little nervous.
Cops and firemen on the list?
They come in at number six.
Oh, okay.
Cops and military. So they're the same.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Hi, my WTF story is funny but sad. Penelope Williams is a nurse, and she was having an extramarital affair with one of her patients. And as they were engaging in sexy time in the car outside of the healthcare facility, he had a heart attack and died.
Oh, damn.
Wait,
tragic.
Hold on. And she didn't call 911 because she was afraid to lose her job. And now she lost her job and her lover.
Yeah, you gotta call 911 after that. After the Grim Reaper shows up, you gotta call, dude. One of my biggest fears is coming and going at the same time.
But that's the best way. Don't you think, Anthony?
If you're gonna go, might as well go.
Poor guy was found in the back seat with his pants down.
Oh, that's the way I don't want to go.
Nope.
But the person who hated this story the most was his wife.
What?
Anyway, Penelope is looking for a job. Anybody hiring, hit me up. I've got her info.
All right. Well, from the opposite of having sexy time, let's talk about Pokemon cards.
Yeah, not sexy at all, man.
When former NFL linebacker Blake Martinez retired, everyone was confused because he still had a lot of years left on his career. Mm-hmm. But he quit the NFL to sell Pokemon cards. And the joke's on us. My man Blake Martinez has made over $11 million selling Pokemon cards. What? That's right.
How much was he making a year in the NFL?
It was closer, I think, to six was guaranteed on his contract.
He's doubled his salary. And he's a true geek now.
He's flipped one card for over $600,000 and another one for over $500,000 too. So if you got them Pokemon cards, keep them in the box, y'all.
Who's spending money on Pokemon cards?
I don't know. Well, the homie, one of the Paul brothers, he has like an ice Jake Charizard
it's
around
like
his neck.
$10 million.
So it's a big thing, man.
Yep. You know what's another big thing? Cocaine Bear. You heard of that, right?
Cocaine Bear, that movie was real, right? Well, yeah. Based on a true story.
Now get ready for Cocaine Shark.
Uh-oh, what's going on, dude?
Cocaine dumped in the sea off of Florida could have crazy consequences if sharks keep eating it, scientists have found.
Is this why all the sharks are attacking? They're all high on cocaine.
And that kind of makes sense.
So researchers ran an experiment to see how sharks would react to objects resembling drugs that have been dumped off the coast. They found that the predators actually go into a frenzy looking for these cocaine bales because they are addicted to cocaine now, guys. Hell
yeah, dude. I can't wait for the next Jaws movie. Is this going to be sharks grinding their teeth?
And quoting Scarface?
All I have in this world is my balls and my word, and I don't break them for no one.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
You know, when artists are on stage, people throw things, phones, giant bras. Well, one was just thrown at a Drake concert, and it got the woman a job. I'll tell you more about it right now. Best Gossip Daily Dirt. Anthony, A, celebrity birthdays first.
We have actress Sandra Bullock celebrating her birthday. Jason Statham, and we'll wrap it up right there.
Okay, let's talk about LeBron James' son, Bronny James. A couple of days ago, he suffered a heart attack at USC. They called 911. He was in ICU, released, doing better. And for those conspiracy theorists out there that are talking about the vaccine and whatnot, Shaquille O'Neal's son also suffered a heart attack in 2018, way before any vaccines.
Hold on. People are saying that Bronny's off the vax. Is that what's going on, dude?
The whole Jamie Foxx.
Any opportunity they get to use that, they will.
You guys are on conspiracy social media. I did not even see this, dude.
I haven't seen that one either, but I know they say it.
Can I just say I'm happy that he is recovering? He's doing well. The family's asking for privacy. We'll give you more as the story develops. But for now, let's just be happy that he's doing okay. All right, now we're going to talk about Quavo. Pictures of him and video handcuffed on a yacht in Miami gone viral. He was not arrested. Yes, there was some type of boat brawl. I guess folks were really upset that the captain was docking the ship and they were threatening him and there was a fight.
I thought they were trying to rob him.
There's so many conflicting stories, Anthony.
This just sounds like Migos promo. Because it really is. He has an album coming out, and then Offset just announced his own project coming out too.
Well, his attorney says he was not involved in the police report and everything's good.
With everything that happened with Takeoff, you would think though that these guys would stop surrounding themselves with people.
Automatic, say it again. Say it again, please. Please. And then finally, Drake, of course, currently on tour, selling out all over the world. Well, one of the things thrown at him is making headlines. It's a big old bra.
36G. Locate this woman immediately.
That's exactly what Playboy did. She's going to be doing a spreadsheet in Playboy.
Has she already committed to it?
No. She's doing paper, magazine, and publication online.
They're going to need to do a poster board for the big old death. 36G, bro? Damn, dog. Get a billboard for
these
things.
These fools in here just act crazy. We talk about boobs. It's like you guys become little kids again.
I didn't start playing with tits until I was 12, so middle school.
I'm over you both.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Donuts and candy for breakfast? Why not? Hey, let's talk about it in food news. Let's talk about its hashtags on your Wednesday, halfway to the weekend. It's the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Lil Latinx.
TikTok influencers are important people. They influence the world.
Okay.
Well, one by the name of Hamdan Al-Rind was in Dubai, and he was kind of making fun of all the lavishness, all the cars and the money and the buildings, and now he's in jail.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he has no influence over there. He's the second TikToker that has been put in jail.
Because they just didn't like what he said?
Yeah, you know, they're a little more lenient in Dubai. Remember, this is a Middle Eastern country with lot of different laws. There's a woman that's in jail right now, and now he is. And they want $600,000 to release him. He's going to be there for quite some time because although he claims to be really rich.
A lot of promo videos.
Yeah, a lot of rich, and he's really rich. He doesn't have that kind of money.
Maybe he could do what Future did when he spent 56 nights over there and just make a great album.
I mean, maybe he could do that.
Out of Metro Boomin's arrest in Dubai.
Maybe he can call Joe Biden, President Biden.
Greatest TikTok of all time?
Maybe.
Well, you have to understand that when you go to other countries, you have to follow their laws. You can't be acting all American.
Well, way to tell them now.
Come on, man. As a radio influencer and social media influencer, that's my message today. All right, DJ Automatic, food news.
So two of the most iconic brands of all time here. We got M&M's and we got Krispy Kreme Donut. They've never worked together before. They've decided to come together for greatness. And now they have four new donuts that you can pick up at Krispy Kreme. They got the chocolate candy surprise donut, and it's actually filled with little mini M&M's.
Jeez.
That's fun, dude.
They got the chocolate ice donut, and that's topped with M&M's. They got the peanut butter cream filled and topped with M&M's. And last, but definitely not least, they got the mini chocolate ice donut topped with more M&M's.
You're going to have to pick up some weights after you eat all that because it just sounds fat.
Putting smiles on our faces and inches on our waists.
I know why you're talking like that, Automatic, because you love M&M's. Like, that's got to be
my favorite. favorite candy. Really? Well, peanut M&M's. Peanut M&M's?
Yeah. Dude, for a long time, I've been thinking about, you know, if only they could pack the glory hole of a donut with some M&M's, and now my dream is finally here. So thank you for that news.
Imagine
DJ
that,
Medic.
Like, colorful explosion in your face.
Let it be fruity.
Stop talking about explosions and donut holes and all this stuff. Let's get to National Day.
All
this
right.
Thank God we're not in Dubai, or we'd be in prison right now.
All right, we got World Tofu Day. Not as fun as chocolate donuts, but, you know, it is what it is. Shout out Donut's sober cousin, Bagels. It's National Bagel Fest Day, everybody. That's what a donut is.
Right? I mean, yeah, that's a good description.
Sober like donut. Bagels, yeah.
And we also got National Coffee Milkshake Day, which I'm a fan of. I'm not a fan of coffee. I am a fan of milkshakes, so I'll leave it
there. I'm glad it's not Fat Club Day, because we're begging people to just gain weight
today.
Yeah,
dude, it's Diabetes Wednesday. And we'll wrap it up on National Aunt and Uncle's Day. Shout out to auntie and uncles around the world.
Man. A lot of people like me, I know their Theos, their uncles had a hand in raising them. I have two uncles, Uncle Ishmael, and I have my Uncle Frankie. Frankie helped raise me, and I learned from him to love to read.
Oh,
man, he was so smart. He would take me on walks. We would look for fossils. We'd look at the stars and all of that. And my Aunt Sylvia taught me that I didn't want to be poor because she had money, and I would go to her house, and I was like, man. Okay. Well, because, you know, sometimes you just stay in your own neighborhood in your own block, and you don't understand that there's a bigger world out there.
Got it. Dude.
I was like, I want to live in this world.
What's up, dog?
Speaking of big world,
go ahead.
My Uncle Hans, he lives in Germany. He was the engineer for Prince.
Oh, automatic. That's
and
a
so
flex
he,
right
yeah, I was
there.
Gonna
That's
say,
a
it's a flex.
Flex,
but he also taught me a lot about music and taught me that I probably am not the greatest musician when you're comparing to. Prince? Yeah, I mean, I got a while to go.
I think a lot of people agree with that right there. But rest in peace to Prince.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.